Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Your comments make the show better. Send us your thoughts live on our Facebook channel to be the star of today's show. Can't catch us live? Hit us up on our other social media channels to have your say. For now, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Here you go.
Hey, good morning, Canada. Canadian sports fans around the world, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show on this Monday morning. Thanks for joining us for coffee, episode 169. Of Canada's only live morning sports talk show is taking flight now. I'm your pilot, Rod Peterson. He's the co-pilot, Darren DuPont. Hi, Dupes.
Good morning.
Are you ready for a fun show today?
I'm ready.
I think everybody's ready.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very fun weekend.
It was.
A very fun weekend, of course. Super Bowl 54. The Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champions. The sad thing is, if you are so inclined, the football season is officially over. If you believe that. I'm not one of those because we got CFL free agency coming up and that whole offseason calendar. But as far as games, it's over. But that's the only dry spot on the ski hill that I'll throw out here today because, between Battle of Alberta and that, the Super Bowl, and the Provincial Men's Tankard, we got the Regina boys going off to the Brier and Kingston, the Dunstone Rink. I think there's a reason to be smiling around here, getting down in this town.
There is. It was an amazing weekend, wasn't it? It was really great. So, there's lots to talk about today.
Couple things before we get rolling. One, the guest list today. I'm very excited to have Mike Abou-Meshrick in the bunker today. Hello, Abu.
Hi.
The guy who stood up our Super Bowl party because he was hosting his own Super Bowl party. But he is quite the chef to the stars. So I get it. But I want to get his take on CFL bidding season being open. This whole new free agent negotiation window that for the first time ever we're now smack dab in the middle of. And what a lot of the talk on the weekend was players being cut the day before a scheduled bonus.
Yep.
And everybody's talking like this is new. And I'm just so used to it. Am I just the jaded grump, or are people just not getting with it? And I'm ahead of the times. That's what I'd like to think.
Yeah, it happens in the NFL too.
Yeah,
guys get cut. Now, when you reach a certain value level, teams really have to weigh. Okay, do I want this guy to be a free agent, or do I want to pay him the bonus and have him stick around? When you're a certain level of a star, it becomes a little bit more of a question for the organization, and you have that value. But yeah, it's tough. It happens all the time. But the other counterpoint I heard is if there wasn't the bonuses and players who are under contract and aren't due these big bonuses, they can be cut the day before free agency. They can be cut right before training camp opens or during camp or, a little bit later on. I've seen, as a champion of U Sports, the one thing that's been frustrating sometimes is you'll see players get signed. Braden Deschamps, the former running back at UBC, got signed by the Riders. And so you don't go anywhere else. You don't take another offer and you get cut right before training camp and your opportunity is gone. So at least this gives players an opportunity to get that news before free agency. And now you've got an opportunity to actually find another team. So there is a positive.
I want to pause for those watching on Facebook Live this morning. They'll notice a bit of a difference, and Clark warned us of this last week. It's a small difference, and I'm not the tech guy. I just sit here and talk. I hate the term, but as they say, I'm just the talent, as if everybody around here doesn't have talent. I hate that term, but I'm just the talker. I'm not the tech guy. Do you want to explain what's going on here? Or do you even know? Is this a Clark thing?
No, it's a Facebook thing. With the way our comments are moderated, they've made a change to the program. So their comments are going to look a little bit different. So we're playing around. We're going to be trying out some different
This is temporary, style. I understand.
It is.
There's no ticker across the bottom of the screen. The comments look a little different. Other than that, we're good to go.
Oh, yeah. Show's going to look and feel the same.
Yeah. On the bonus thing, and that's why I want a boost take. That's why I have the former pros in here. Because a bunch of talking heads and reporters sitting around a table can't answer the questions that Abu can. So I'm looking forward to that. People are writing in now. Mick Panko writes in and he says players negotiated into their contracts. They have some ownership in it too. I agree. Why? No, I'll put it right on the agents. Why are they putting these bonuses in for February 1st or any off-season date, but particularly those just before free agency opens, I'm almost at a point of not blaming the teams anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing what's best for them. The agents are supposed to be doing what's best for the players, and it's clearly not what's best for the players. Now, that's my take. Abu might have a different thought on that. We're getting hung up on one point here,
yeah.
Which I knew that we would, but Mike Abou-Meshrick, 10-year pro, CFL champion, Grey Cup champion, will be in here. Justin Dunk of Three Down Nation, somehow going to find time to join us because he's one of the busiest guys right now in bidding season in the CFL. He'll give us the latest. Aaron Grimes of the BC Lions, former Edmonton Eskimo, Philadelphia Eagle DB, now the BC Lions, will be with us. And Clark's telling me that he's had to move up his time, Aaron Grimes. Grimes did. So he's going to be here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore. I'm looking forward to that visit.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
And thanks to the BC Lions for putting him on and promoting the appearance and all the rest. Great guys out there with the BC Lions. And a little bit of a trip down memory lane, Jason French will be with us today.
Whoa, yeah, that is a trip down memory lane.
Number 87, Canadian wide receiver for Canada's team, the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Jason French will be joining us today. Kudos to Clark for digging him up. Reading some of the comments as the wall goes along, it's going crazy, man. Really going crazy. Chris Cooper in Southern Ontario celebrating the signing of Cameron Judge. That's a big signing for the Saskatchewan Roughriders. 200,000 plus, we're hearing. And with Cody Fajardo making 400,000 plus now, there's a few guys that are going to be squeezed out here.
Yeah.
They're going to be squeezed out. That's the way it goes, folks. And as I wrote in my Monday morning goalie column today, this is salary Tetris. Jeremy O'Day's trying to fit all the salaries in. There's not going to be enough room for everybody.
Yeah.
And I get that everybody wants to be an armchair general manager in this province. And have been for 100 years. Homie here don't play that game. I don't want to be a GM, so I don't care. I'll judge them in November, how this all worked out. I get that people want to, you know, get their pencils and papers out and do all the salaries. Not me. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
Do you like doing that?
No, because it's so hard to do. And, I mean, a little to an extent. But, no, I'm more about, looking at the roster and more about, okay, how are they going to work the guys that they've got into the lineup and who's available in free agency. But, no, I'm not squeezing the salary cap. Now, that can be fun. Now, the problem is all the salaries aren't known and they're not all public. So that becomes an issue. In the NHL, it's really great because you have things like you had, Cap Geek, and you had a few different ones where players could play around and try and figure out, okay, how are we, who's available? And instead of just trying to go crazy after your general manager and say, you got to sign this guy and this guy and this guy, you can actually be like, wait a second, here's who's in our price range and who we could actually sign and for how much. So it can be exciting, but it becomes a little bit, yeah.
I apologize that Abou-Meshrick's jumping around like an orangutan on the couch there. He's laying down. He's standing up, jumping all over. Listen, meditate. Woosa. Slow your mind down. He'll be up next segment. Jason Fichter from the Rider Prider fan page writes in. He's been one of the forerunners of information through this free agency period. Through this entire offseason, actually, he says, hearing that the Riders and Shaq Evans are close to a deal, it's just a matter of paperwork. Thank you, Jason. We will await news on that. And thank you for allowing us to air our program within your Facebook group. So those are some of the guests. That's the one big topic. And I haven't even got to the Magnificent Seven show topics yet.
That's insane.
So one, Super Bowl 54, Chiefs 31, Niners 20. We'll get to that. Point two, the halftime show, which is our poll question today. I'm not going to blurt it out now, but I will by the end of the roll-up. Number three, Battle of Alberta was, to me, at least as much fun as the Super Bowl. Saturday night, Flames Oilers. You were calling the Blades game against Lethbridge. At what time did you realize all hell was breaking loose in the Saddle Dome right around the same time?
Yeah, I knew as soon as we were off the air. We missed most of the first period of it. So I, did my duties, got my post-game interviews in, finished up that, and hit the road. And I'm getting gas, and I'm watching on my phone as I'm sitting at the pumps. And then I get a little further down the road, and my phone starts going ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, I got
to
pull over, and I got to see what's going on. And it was... I didn't even have to watch. I watched the game later, watched the highlights. I was just watching the comments and the fans going back and forth. That was fun.
For sure. And so I'm watching once a month, and I will take credit for this. I started family night a couple of years ago, whereby my wife's family, we all get together once a month. It's various things. Go to a movie, go out for supper, maybe all of that. This night, it was come over to our house, and they played games. Well, I watched Hockey Night in Canada. Everybody wins. I think. I get to watch hockey, and they play card games. It's perfect. And so when the little mini fracas was going on in the corner, including Cam Talbot, and Mike Smith skates all the way out to center ice for the Oilers, their goalie, I'm like, he's not. There's no way he's not. All of a sudden, he is! And then Talbot, and away they, I couldn't believe it!
I know.
It was amazing. Now, to your point, the next morning when I get my email from NHL.com, like you can sign up for, no photos of the fights, no highlights of the fights. So it goes back to the fact that the NHL doesn't want to promote fighting. And I want to debate that throughout the program and probably throughout the week, to be honest with you. Because I put it in my Monday morning goalie column. I don't understand why the suits are so against fighting in hockey. And that includes hockey guys. Bill Chow, the president of the SJHL, is a hockey guy. Ron Robinson, Richard Dirksen with the WHL are hockey guys. They don't want fighting. NHL, Gary Bettman is not a hockey guy, but he's been in the role so long, he's kind of become a hockey guy. Bill Daly, I would call a hockey guy, and certainly George Parris. Well, he was a fighter. It was a little hypocritical that he doesn't want it, but I digress. People writing in to me saying today, it's because of injuries, it's because of CTE, it's because of the this and that. So what? UFC MMA still has contact. NLL still has contact in fights. So why does hockey have a problem with it and those sports don't? And I know a lot. Kevin Killer Kaminsky sat in that chair right there. Nobody's fought more than him. 50 years old. He's fine. As far as I know, he's fine. You may and feel yeah. free to disagree with me.
No, I again, as I often do, I kind of see both sides to it. I don't see a big need to promote fighting in your highlights or in the news article on a nightly basis. But when it's part of the storyline of the hockey game, you can't ignore it. And the emotion...
But they are ignoring it.
I know. And the emotion between Edmonton and Calgary, the Battle of Alberta, those fights are a huge part of the storyline. So it's not... If you have a mandate that we don't show our fights in the highlights on the official NHL app, that's where it came from when I was trying to watch the highlights of the game on the 29th. I'm like, he didn't show the fights. And it was, and it really bothered me. And I get that. You're not going to maybe show a fight that doesn't really matter to the storyline of the game. But this is a big part of the storyline. Big reason why people are watching the game and watching those highlights. You got to show it.
We've got viewers chiming in from Switzerland this morning. Ryan, good morning from Switzerland. I know this isn't the Switzerland flag. It's Norway. But I just want to symbolically say good morning. And we're pausing the Magnificent Seven show topics after three. Because we're going out on video chat right now, as promised. Aaron Grimes of the BC Lions joins us. He's got a doctor's appointment. Aaron, would I be correct in saying that? Is that the best way to say that you got to get to this morning?
I do. I have a follow-up appointment for my knee.
All right. Well, first of all, Happy New Year. I know we're into February, but it's the first time you've been on this program. And congrats on the new deal. Things seem really good in your world right now.
They're going great, man. Rehab is going awesome. You know, like you said, I just signed my new deal. So that gives me a bit of confidence, obviously, going into the season off of an injury. And, you know, I can't complain.
Just ahead of BC Lions talk and your role there, Super Bowl 54. Who were you pulling for? What did you think of the game? And, yeah, what were your thoughts?
I was pulling for the Chiefs. I'm a Seattle fan. I'm a Seahawks fan. So I couldn't see the Niners win the Super Bowl. So that made me really happy. But, you know, overall, you know, as cliche as it sounds, I was hoping I got to watch a good game because my team wasn't in it. And I like to say, you know, I got to watch a very good game there until the last, you know, minute or so.
It was outstanding.
It was a great game. It really was. As we're sitting around, ballers were watching it at the Super Bowl party. And one of the things that came up during all the pregame was, man, it'd be great if the Grey Cup could grow to something a little bit more like this. So we're watching The Rock introduce the Chiefs and the 49ers, and that was pretty cool. So if it was the CFL, who would be the guy in Canada that you'd want announcing the BC Lions as you guys get ready for the Grey Cup?
I feel like you got to bring The Rock back in, right? Like you just said, why not? He was in the CFL for a short stint. I mean, I feel like that's something that, you know, some guys a lot higher up in the pay scale than me might be able to convince him to do.
That would be really cool.
Yes, no kidding. Yeah. So regarding the BC Lions in 2020, you made the choice to re-sign there, Aaron. What's exciting with that football club and your involvement?
I'm excited to get things turned around, man. You know, I really enjoy the process. I enjoy the grind. I enjoy the underdog kind of mindset, you know. So, you know, obviously what we did last year was not up to expectation. And, you know, we kind of were getting laughed at and things like that. So, you know, with the whole new coaching staff and guys being re-signed, you know, keeping that core together and being able to turn things around is something that I'm very, very excited to do with this upcoming season.
Where do you think you are in your career? Are you entering your prime? Are you in your prime? How do you see it?
I like to think that I'm in my prime. You know, I'm 28 years old now, and I feel like the mental part of my game is catching up to the physical part of my game, you know, which is kind of where I feel like when you meet that peak. And I feel like I'm right there with my career, and I'm going to try to obviously hold on to that as long as possible.
You know, you have bounced around. Anybody looks at your Wikipedia page, you played for a few teams. Is BC a place? Obviously, if you like the Seahawks, you're a West Coast guy. Do you like that Vancouver lifestyle? Is that a place where you're hoping to settle for a while?
You know, I love it. I love being in Vancouver. I was born and raised in Seattle, you know, so I'm 3 hours north of where I was born and raised and, you know, where most of my family is at. So I can't complain at all. I'm a huge West Coast guy. The weather, you know, is what I'm used to. So I love being in BC.
Grey Cup champion 2015, played for Jones there, CFL All-Star in 2015, that same season with the Eagles, as I mentioned, in 2016, and then back to the Eskimos for 2017-2018. If I may, how did you get to the CFL in the first place? Were you a Chris Jones find or a Paul Jones find, or how did you get up here in the first place?
I was actually a Torrey Hunter find.
Okay.
He was my defensive back coach in college at the University of Idaho. And, you know, I just kind of told him, I said, I don't care where I have to play when I get done with college. I just want to make sure I keep playing. And he had a really good relationship with Ed Hervey, who was the GM of the Edmonton at the time. And so they got me put on the negotiation list, which I had no idea what that was. But I got put on a negotiation list. And, you know, when Green Bay didn't keep me after their rookie minicamp, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks later, I was signing a contract to come play in the CFL. And that's how I ended up in Edmonton.
And I know I'm kind of jumping all over the place with my questions here. I'm just excited to talk to you this morning, to be honest with you. But a new coaching staff with the BC Lions under Rick Campbell. We had Lamar Durant on, and Lamar said he talked to Rick just before the news conference when he was introduced. Have you had the opportunity to talk to Coach Campbell and the new defensive staff?
You know, I have, actually. I was so kind of ironic. I met Coach Campbell at the Grey Cup in Edmonton. You know, just a brief meet and greet, you know, and we know we shared our respects for each other. I heard a lot of great things about him, obviously. And then he was hired as the coach, and I got his number from Ed Hervey, and I sent him a text, you know, just exchanging phone numbers. So we had each other's contact, and he called me about 10 minutes later. And we had a good little conversation for, you know, just a few minutes. He was busy, you know, I was running around with my kids. So just a brief conversation, but I'm looking forward to playing for him. I reached out to a lot of players who have played in Ottawa or who knew him, and I've only heard great things about him and his coaching style, so I think it'll be a great season.
With your Seattle roots, are you carpooling with Mike Riley at all? Do you plan to?
I'm carpooling with TJ Lee. I drove to training camp last year, so he's going to be driving to training camp this year. He doesn't know yet, but maybe he'll hear it on this show.
All right, and let me just ask you this. What has you excited about the Lions in terms of, you look at that West Division, it's always a meat grinder. Where do you see you guys fitting in? What's it going to take to get into the playoffs, maybe even host a game and lift a championship over your head? Is this team going to be good enough to do that?
Well, man, you know, I don't want to start throwing out expectations too early before free agency comes and guys get signed, you know, but just as a competitor, you know, I see us fighting for the West Division title. You know, it was easy to say that last year as well with the names we had on the roster, and things didn't turn out that way. So I'm not going to be the guy who sits up here and, you know, promises this and that, you know, but I promise to bring this competitive edge and this leadership to the locker room, you know, so when we do get surrounded by the right guys, and I know we have the right coaching staff now to make these things happen, you know, I feel like if we can compete in the West, which I 100% plan on doing, then, you know, we're going to be a force to reckon with, because like you said, that West is so competitive and such a grind just to get out of. You know, if we can get ourselves in a position to win some football games early on in the season and build some momentum, man, we're going to be a problem.
Well, Aaron, thanks so much for this. I can see why the guy speaks so highly of you. You seem like my kind of guy. So good luck with the rehab, and we'll see you here down the road.
Thank you, Rod. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on your show this morning.
Aaron Grimes of the BC Lions, and I bet you it's a huge relief for him, Dupes, be signed ahead of free agency, not having to field all these offers, and just go about your business.
Exactly. You can sit back, just take care of your knee, do all the business you need to do, and be ready for camp. It's a big piece, a big signing. He's a big part of what BC's doing on the defensive side of the football. So that's exciting. I'm excited already, and it's only early February.
February 3rd.
Yeah.
We are off to a great start. When we come back, Mike Abel-Meshrick in the bunker. Also on the way today, Justin Duncan, Jason French. This is the rollout for Flooring Superstores and the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Lincoln. Trade up on a brand new 2019 F-150 Super Crew 4x4. They're starting at just $34,999 plus tax. That's savings up to 30% off. Plus, get 19% off all remaining new 2019 Ford Escapes. 4x4s are starting as low as $25,999 plus tax. Happening for a limited time at Saskatchewan's 2019 number one Ford store, Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Here you go.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Monday morning coming at ya. Episode 169 of Canada's only live morning sports talk show. Mike Abel-Meshrick's in the bunker. He joins us after this sports update for Ballers. Terrence Davis scored a career-high 31 points, and the Raptors beat the Chicago Bulls 129-102 to match the longest winning streak in franchise history with their 11th straight win. Serge Ibaka led the Raps with 16. Justin Williams scored the winning goal in a shootout to lift the Carolina Hurricanes over the visiting Canucks 4-3. Vancouver's win streak was halted at 5 games with the loss, and Pierre-Luc Dubois scored twice and added a helper to lift the Columbus Blue Jackets over the Canadiens 4-3 in Montreal. Webb Simpson birdied the final two holes of regulation to force a playoff with Tony Finau, then won the Waste Management Phoenix Open with a 10-foot birdie putt on the first extra hole. Finau was two strokes ahead with two holes to go, but missed an 18-foot birdie try in the playoff on the par 4 18th after driving left into the church pew bunkers. And that is your Monday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room. Big shout out to Ballers and all those that came out to the inaugural RP Show Super Bowl party. The joint was packed. We had a blast. The food was amazing, as always. Vern's Pizza, T-Rex, my favorite pizza. I figured out why I love it so much. Maybe I'll get... They use meat sauce instead of tomato sauce.
I figured that out.
That's the key. I figured it out after all these years. And thank you, Ballers, for this bunny hug from the National Football League and Ballers. Thanks, guys. I kind of like it. Jason Fichter helping us out by pointing out Farhan Lalji reporting that Chris Streveler has signed with the Arizona Cardinals, $100,000 guaranteed money. Now, my buddy Lee, not my brother Lee, my friend Lee from Newfoundland, wrote this on my personal Prairie Mobile phone earlier, just after we went to air. Explain this to me. How does a CFL backup quarterback get released to pursue avenues in the NFL? How does he have a shot? I think Lee in Newfoundland speaks for a lot of people because they're wondering, how does Chris Streveler, who the Bombers released this morning for an NFL opportunity, now signing with the Cardinals, how does this happen? Abu, we got a lot of things to get to with you, so why don't you take it from there? Let's start there.
Where
I know everything's going on.
Where?
Streveler to the Cardinals.
Streveler.
He's not going to be backing up Kyler Murray, I don't think.
Man, I don't believe it.
Like, I can't believe it. 100. I believe anyone can get a shot because anyone can try out well. But about having 100 grand guaranteed money. And that's how you evaluate free agent contracts, especially guys coming to the CFL. Because not anybody, but anyone can get a, just come and hold a bag for us. You know, it's how much money, what are you getting guaranteed? What's your signing bonus? If you're not getting one, you're not making the team. 100 grand pretty much guarantees he's making the team because it's a business. You don't want to, if you already gave the guy 100 grand, you're not going to.
Nobody's throwing that money
That money away.
Yeah.
But, man, I find that really hard to believe. I mean, he was third string on his own team, right? Is that what I'm saying? Yeah. He's a third string quarterback on his team. You know, he's a good, you know, teams have 1 week to game plan for him, and he's lost.
I will just say this. It's only my opinion. Take it for what it's worth. You just said he's the third string quarterback on his own team. People have talked about his his 40 time. He runs like his feet are on fire.
Mm-hmm. They were. With and all the needles he was getting before the game.
A couple times they were. Yeah, but you know what I mean? He doesn't run easily. I get that he's tough and he's rugged. And listen, I understand the Bomber fans love him. But 100 grand in the desert, to do what? And that does go to the bonus. Yeah, well, maybe, I'm just saying they're not signing him to be a quarterback.
He might have showed up and he may do really well against the pass tree, right? He can throw all the routes. He's got a strong arm. He's got. I feel like we're talking about
Taysom Hill. Everybody brings that.
We're talking about pretty much every quarterback that's been through Regina in the past 10 years.
Yeah.
But, the Canadian dude,
Bridge.
Yeah. Like, you know, he does really well in. But you get him in the game and he starts panicking. He starts running and he starts doing anything. And yeah, you can put together a good highlight clip, but. I just don't see it. Like, I just don't see it.
Jason Wall writes in, he says, it's the NFL. $100 is chump. $100,000 is chump change. He'll be a third stringer in Arizona, be used for short yardage. But it's not chump change in the NFL. Every dime is accounted for big time in the National Football League. And they don't throw around bonuses like this.
Yeah,
I can't remember the last guy that's made a six-figure bonus. They're very rare.
Bo Levi didn't get that much money.
No. For CFL guys, it's very rare.
Right. But again, you brought up Taysom Hill, and I've done that a few times in this program. The one thing about Streveler, it's funny. We were surprised when he threw the ball in the Grey Cup. When he got it, we weren't surprised he got into the game. We were surprised when he threw the ball for a first down. So that's a little concerning. But you're right. He's not being signed to necessarily go out there and be the backup quarterback. That if Kyler Murray goes down, he's not the guy that's coming into the game. Now, he might get tons of playing time, but it is the Taysom Hill thing, right? Taysom Hill, quarterback in college, comes in. He's a quarterback on the depth chart, but he can play special teams and make tackles. He's played tight end and blocked, gone out for passes. He's played in the slot. He's played running back and taken handoffs. He's played quarterback and thrown the football the odd time. And he's ran the Wildcat. So he does so many different things as a change of pace guy. And even with the NFL, you're starting to see as a mimicking league, when teams start having success doing something, you want to jump in and do the same thing. So now you got that guy in your tool belt, the guy that could maybe be the next Taysom Hill for Arizona. And then you're also seeing it in the Super Bowl. Travis Kelce runs the Wildcat. You see Derrick Henry in the conference finals, right, running the Wildcat. Now you've got your guy who can come in, be that change of pace and keep defenses guessing. So maybe there is a home for Streveler.
Yeah, it used to be, you know, you draft a bunch of guys, you sign some free agents, and you realize, oh, wait a minute, this guy's a football player. This guy could play anywhere. Then you plug him in. Maybe it's sad, or that's where football is, that they're actually looking for these players that can do it all.
Right.
I don't see him as a straight quarterback, but maybe they're bringing him in as a tool, as, you know, this is our wrench and this is what we need him for. You know, you look at Baltimore, their quarterback depth charts. I mean, they got a whole bunch. They got RG3 in there.
Yeah.
Like, you thought he was dead and gone, but. Who makes more sense than RG3 as Lamar Jackson's backup? Nobody. That's perfect. You don't have to change a thing, right?
Yeah.
That's your offense. The fullback still does the fullback thing. The right guard does that. The right receivers still run the same routes. You run the same offense. That's where I think maybe... I just don't think
you get
enough quarterback position.
I get what you're saying. Kyler Murray was named Saturday the Offensive Rookie of the Year in the National Football League. He's never coming out.
Yeah. No, but he can run. He's got some footwork. He can move around, right? Like
Kyler can, yeah.
Yeah, well, so can Streveler, I guess. He can. it's not pretty, but he move around. That's why he's in there, right?
So, a lot of topics on the go today. Everybody's writing in about our poll question, which honestly took us a while to come to a consensus on in our morning pregame meeting over coffee and baking from Perkin Taps. Can I just say one thing about Perkin Taps? I'm trying to lose 30 pounds. They don't make it easy. Their chocolate chip cookies are like cakes.
They're so good.
They're 2 inches thick.
Oh, they're so good.
They're supposed to be cookies, but thank you, Perkin Taps, for looking after us every day like you do. That's why everybody comes in here and never wants to leave. But the Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question is, who was the best Super Bowl halftime ever? There's only four options, folks. There's only four options. So we settled on four. And then I'll tell you who the fifth is that didn't make the cut. The four options are Michael Jackson, Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson, Lady Gaga, or J-Lo Shakira from yesterday. And right now, into the hundreds of votes, Michael Jackson and J-Lo lead. That's on Twitter.
Everyone's saying Prince, and I agree.
Everybody's writing in and saying, why didn't you put Prince in there?
Prince and U2 are the other one. That's the other one that just popped up.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the other... I mean, there's been a couple good acts, but those are the six.
Guys. Lady Gaga jumped off the top of Energy Stadium in Houston. It doesn't get better than that.
Mick Foley.
She did what Michael Jackson did, right, yeah.
Michael didn't do that, did he? He jumped off the top of the stadium? Michael Jackson?
You don't remember how his show started? Or was that Prince? No, it was Michael Jackson.
You figure it out, then get back to
us. He's up there on the top of the stadium. Then, bam, he's on stage. Come on.
I don't think Lady Gaga was wearing
a
harness.
The king of pop. Too bad.
Well, anyways, I would have voted for Lady Gaga.
She was good, too. Yeah, she was good, too.
But as we sit here right now...
Coldplay.
Michael Jackson is tied with J-Lo Shakira. And somebody wrote in... Actually, it's on Twitter here. And voted for Headley with the snowmobile. Oh, it was former junior hockey goalie, now senior hockey goalie by the name of Jimmy Peterson, who my dad, frankly, was very fond of because they have the same name, and my dad is a goalie, too. Let's be honest. Skidoos, snowmobiles, crisscrossing at the 2013 Grey Cup halftime might be the best ever.
That's more of like a Grey Cup in Edmonton thing.
But it happened here.
Oh, here?
Yes.
Oh, Grey Cup, yeah.
That happened. What were you doing? Going to the bathroom?
What I was doing wasn't listening to what you were just saying, apparently. Yeah, no, it was here. Yeah.
Sean in Saskatoon says, I can't see the poll. Is it a me problem? No, Sean, no. Do you want to say it again, Darren?
Things are going to be a little different around here for the next little bit. No, just we've got Facebook unrolling a new program for some of the tools we have for the Facebook live portion of the show. So the comments, the polling, the ticker, all those different things are going to see some changes over the next little while. So we're in, you know, you can see the comments look a little bit differently. The poll looks a little bit differently, but it's still there, I believe.
I don't see it. I don't see the poll.
We haven't seen it, but
on every message
Clark
board
tells me it's there somewhere.
Every message board in Lebanon today is blowing up about Shakira's shout out. Everyone thinks Shakira is Colombian, which her mother is, but her dad is Lebanese, which we're at the Super Bowl party. I'm like, Shakira's Lebanese. And everyone's looking at me like, yeah, whatever. Like my dad used to say.
Can you do the Lebanese thing that she did?
Yeah, but
do it. Please do it. Put the camera on.
Don't put the camera on me. Put the camera on someone else.
No, don't. Put it on him.
Your tongue. Well, put it up. But you can see Shakira doing it. Like, her tongue looks all weird and stuff. It was kind of, so I'm saying, yeah, she's Lebanese. Everyone's like, yeah, whatever. I'm like, no, I swear. She's at the Lebanese festival, music festival every year. Like, I've seen her like 10 times. They're like, yeah, whatever. And then she goes, and then I'm like, see, there it is. Yes, what could be more obvious than that? It's proof. And they're like, what was that? I'm like, are you serious?
I don't know what it is.
I know. I thought, I don't know what it
How
is
would
either.
We know?
I thought my friends were like, well, diverse and like, you know, multicultural.
You know, we're not.
Well, maybe not the people that there were. Yeah.
What's the Lebanese community here like? Am I looking at it?
Well, there's my buddy Masood as well, but yeah, that's about it.
Is that the guy that came over that you had his name on your calendar?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So there's two of you.
Yeah.
That's the Lebanese community.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. So we got everybody going on here. From Chris Cooper, he says, if George Strait had ever or would ever play Super Bowl halftime, we know who Rod would vote for. Obviously, but I voted for Lady Gaga. Because I don't know. I thought she was the best. Am I not allowed to have an opinion? Why don't they have a country act, by the way? It's about time they do.
Can you imagine if George Strait got up on the halftime with all the lights and started playing Amarillo by morning?
Da-da. Everybody like fall asleep.
Exactly. It'd be a great, it would sound good.
There's some songs he could play here for a good time. Come on, you George Strait fans. Come on, that George would get it going. Believe me. Maybe next time it's in Dallas.
Ooh.
Now, flipping over. Abu, that's the number one reason I wanted to visit with you today is the players getting the CFL players getting cut ahead of the bonuses just to flip back to the CFL.
Yeah, that's what I was flip-flopping around on the sofa about earlier is that good agents will put a, you know, I want $1 million bonus on January 20th of right before you're supposed to become a free agent. People become free agents on 15th and aren't supposed to talk to other teams until then. If you have, you know, a whole month to do that, then you're way ahead of the game. You know you're not going to get that bonus. Any player that thinks they're going to get a bonus at the end of their contract, they have a degree in communications, if you know what I mean. That's the degree that they put people in. Just
isn't that Luke's degree? That's Luke's degree.
Is it?
Yep.
That explains things.
And Scott Schultz. But continue.
I could name some other guys with communications degrees as well. It's a degree in talking to people is what it is, right? Hello, my name is Scott. How are you today?
It's actually true. But continue. So what are you saying? That they, you're not surprised?
What?
You're not surprised when guys get cut ahead of their bonus? Is that what you're saying?
You can't be, man. You know, when you're a rookie and you sign your deal, you're like, I'm going to be the greatest player ever. And like a week into your rookie deal, you realize, oh, wait a minute. I'm not going to make three times as much money as I thought I was because I'm not going to be starter. I'm not going to be MVP of the league. I'm not going to get all these bonuses. And you realize that it's a business, right? It's a business. And, if you don't realize that, I don't know, maybe I did it wrong or something. It's a business. You sign your contracts in the off season. That's when it's a business. And then you just play, football. You can't be surprised by being cut ever.
To me, this is where the onus is on the players, because after having been in sports for so long,
absolutely,
I see these young players come in, and in the case of hockey, their parents are involved, sometimes football too, and they just trust that the team has their best interest at heart. And it's like, I don't know how to tell
young
you, there's
players,
no Santa Claus.
Players,
it's on the agents, in my opinion.
It's bargaining power. It makes me sick to my stomach when these guys that, you know, could come. Cameron Wake's a perfect example of the opposite of this. This guy was pumping gas, and he came up to the CFL and made less money than he did pumping gas. He didn't complain about it. He played his year. He played his second year. He went down to the NFL and made $1 million. You know, he didn't complain about how little money he was making because it was more than it was pumping gas, right? They gave him a shot. You signed that deal. He didn't. When he was pumping gas, he didn't go to the Miami Dolphins and say, hey, give me $1 billion because I'm going to be the greatest pass rusher in NFL history. Oh, okay. Your bargaining power is nothing. You have nothing. You take the scraps that you're given, and either you keep pumping gas or you eat those scraps and you figure out how to eat scraps. And those build the – I mean, it's not just football guy. Anyone that's in any field, you can just give someone $100,000 a year job or $1 million a year job and say they're going to be the worst person at their job ever because they're going to be entitled. They got no skin in the game. You got to learn how to eat off scraps before you're good at anything.
Well, that's my point. Why is everybody getting so upset about what happened last week to players being cut ahead of the bonus because of what you just said? Why isn't somebody not sitting the player down and saying that?
People think that they're entitled to something. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying, young players. Because when you're a young player, 20, 22, 20, 22 in this league, in any league, or anything that you've been good at something for so long that people have been pumping your tires, you don't realize that there's not... And we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and you were giving me heck about it. You don't realize that that's not normal. You don't realize that everyone doesn't get the best-looking girl in the room, that everyone doesn't get, you know, seated first at the best table in the restaurant, and everyone doesn't get... You know,
what was I giving you heck for? Sounds like something I would agree with you on.
I know, but then you're saying, oh, well, poor you at 33. You realize that, you know, there's ugly girls,
too. We're not going around on this again. Can I just interject? Yeah. I said when your career's over as a player, hey, you've had a dream world to the age of 33. So accept it and go move on with your life. And you went nuclear. And when I flipped it and said, oh, my 55-year-old coach friend that squeezed out of the CFL because of the coaching cap, you said, oh, go do something else. So what's the difference is what I'm saying. What's the difference?
It just sounds better when I say it, I guess.
Exactly. But that didn't dawn on me till after the show. I'm driving home going, wait a minute.
Like,
this
like
is a boost fault.
We're both looking at
the
we're
same
both
thing.
Looking at a number, and I see a 6, and you see a 9.
That's my line, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, you say, never mind.
But again, the Darren, please interject some sanity on the idea of the players being cut ahead of the bonuses. I just don't put them in. We won't have this problem. Why is everybody every year at this time so upset by this?
Yeah, they're upset because they think it's not fair to the players. But, you know, again, I'm not in these conversations, but with, you know, the few agents that we do know or that I know or, you know, and the players, it could be on purpose. He said, put in a $1 million bonus because you see so many players just get spit out and cut just before training camp starts. That's the part I have a problem with. You know, when you sign a guy, especially a kid coming out of U Sports, we've seen it with, you know, kids from around this area. You get signed. And I know, you know, one kid, a punter who did really well in U Sports, set some records, was signed and had other offers, and then the team cuts him the day before training camp. Meanwhile, all those other teams that were looking at him, they've already filled their spot. So now he's done, never gets an opportunity. Now, when you sign the $100,000 bonus and you get cut, the agents at least, well, he's either going to get paid and they're going to commit to him.
You don't get cut is the...
Or you get cut and now you've got the head up on free agency and other teams with all their openings, you're in the conversation. You're not getting cut the day before training
camp.
Well,
with U Sports, different. I don't think teams are maliciously like hoarding players that play for U Sport on their team. But you can only have so many guys come to training camp. And it's just like collecting baseball cards this time of year. Yeah. Get as many people as you can, and then you realize you can only have 78 guys. And that's why right before camp you have punters retiring. Remember Jamie Borum? He used to retire 3 times a year, you know, just to fit in. Bob Cameron, I played with him for 4 years, and I don't think he ever counted. You know, Westy got kickers like that. They just don't count on the roster.
Yeah. No breaking news. We just need to break. As much of a fun discussion it is, we do need to stay somewhat on schedule. So we'll be right back. Justin Dunk on the way and Jason French. It's your Monday morning coffee get together, the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it, nothing. Beats the energy of a rush game.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. I want to invite you to chime in on the Prairie Mobile text line. It is open, 306-840-8777. That's 840-8777. Brought to you by Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. I invited the Prairie Mobile folk to come to our Super Bowl party yesterday, but they were busy. But at least the invite was there. The party was great, wasn't it?
Oh,
it was so much
it
fun.
It was awesome. The food?
Handed out a lot of money. We had kids gambling on the pool board.
It was perfect. I saw that.
Please don't fight on the Prairie Mobile text line. Or sorry, the Capital Automall Universal Collision Center poll. Please don't fight. Who was the best Super Bowl halftime ever? 36% of you now voting for J-Lo Shakira. That leads. Second place, Michael Jackson. Third place, Lady Gaga. And coming in fourth, Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson, and the famed nipple slip. But we didn't put Prince on there because we didn't have room. Should we have?
If we had room. That was the debate, Michael Jackson or Prince. And you said, well, Michael Jackson started the whole thing.
Didn't you say that?
And
that wasn't a debate, was it?
You weren't here for it. Oh, so maybe show up earlier. Maybe show up earlier. And you can be part of that debate.
Yeah.
It was a question.
Brian writes in, well, two things. First, Donna Berger, who was one of the lucky winners to attend, she says, party was great, great food, great game, great prizes. And great people, Donna, like you. Thanks for coming. Brian wants to go back to these players being cut. He says, hey, these guys getting cut now should thank the team because they can go out and find another team. If they get cut before training camp, they may not find a job for that year just because teams are more set at that time. I don't think they're thanking the teams for being cut ahead of the deadline. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're right. I mean, I don't know. I haven't been in that situation. I can't imagine because you're thinking, okay, you're hoping you got a bonus coming. You've had a good year. They want you. Maybe you're planning that money for something. Maybe you're going to put it in a pool or whatever.
Yeah, maybe you need to be realistic and you're saying, okay, I got a 20 grand bonus coming on February 1st. You're not going to get that 20 grand. But if you re-sign another deal, maybe you'll get a 30 grand bonus if you sign on for two more years. So yeah. The team's saying, we'll give you a 30 grand bonus. But in your head, you're like, no, you didn't give me 10 on top of the 20 that you owe me. But they don't owe you anything.
Right. Your agent's probably got it.
Like if you come and mow my lawn and I say, I'll give you $1,000 for mowing my lawn. But you never come to mow my lawn. I don't owe you that $1,000, right? Like, that's probably a perfect analogy, but.
Mm-hmm. Well.
But you on the agent's side, with the agents, they got to have the temperature of it and be like, look at Abu. You're not getting that 30 grand. They're probably going to release you before that. So just, don't put that money down payment on a trip or.
I would imagine this is how every negotiation goes in the history of it. First, the agent and the GMs go back on what a player is worth. Say it's $100,000. Then the agent goes, all right. What we want is $99,000 up front and then pay him $1,000 for the next, how long's the deal? 10-year deal? Give him $1,000, give him $100 a year for the next 10 years and 99 of it up front. That's how every player wants to. How do you want your money?
And in some cases,
all of it now.
It does happen. The funny thing is.
And how does the team want it? They want
Eddie,
it the other way around.
Eddie Steele chimed in last week on all this, our good friend Eddie Steele, former Rough Rider, number 97, Grey Cup champion D-tackle, saying get as much upfront money as you can, which is obvious, but in NFL terms and hockey terms, that would be guaranteed money. So there actually is guaranteed money in the CFL in the form of upfront money because that is guaranteed. You're right. The teams don't want to pay it, but some guys do get it. It depends on your value to the team.
You know what? That just let's speak to the character of some of the 2013 management. One of the big reasons why the cup was brought here in 2013 is a lot of those guys, G. Roy Simon, took their bonus next year. January 1st, they took most of their salary. Therefore, the team, well, we know what happened to the team afterwards because it had so much money tied up in bonuses for the last season. It took them a while to get caught up. And you'll remember Chris Jones cutting half the team because of it as soon as he got here. But that's how it is. The character of the Saskatchewan Roughriders paid those bonuses on January 1st. And I'm sitting here thinking, no way G. Roy's going to get his money January 1st. But they gave it to him.
Our camera switcher director, Jordan Blodgett, has written in and he says, Mike, if you need someone to mow your lawn for $1,000, I'm your man. Come on, Jordan.
See my lawn?
You don't mow another man's lawn.
I've got a few of them.
On the thing with Jones cutting those guys reminds me of John Chick being released ahead of a $100,000 bonus. Do you remember this story? Because you played with Chick. Luke could tell it very well, but John, as the story goes, had that $100,000 spent on opening a new gym. All of a sudden, he's cut and the bonus is gone. And everybody, people still haven't gotten over Chris Jones for that.
But this is what
I'm But he went in and demanded his money. Said a deal's a deal. And he got his money. But not every guy can do that. Not every guy's John Chick.
I don't know about that. If you came knocking on my door and say, hey, I want my $1,000 for mowing your lawn. I'm like, my lawn's covered in snow right now. Like, there's no way you did my lawn. Like, there's no way you
come back to this planet, Abu. Come back.
Well, it's for services rendered. If you're employed by this team on this day, we pay you this much money. If you are employed by this team on the... Like, can you not read, John? It says, if you are employed. You're not employed, so we don't owe you the money. That's contract law. You can say, yeah, it's not the right thing to do, and he's a good guy, and everything. Well, then don't write it in your contract. Write it in and give me $100,000 now.
Right, but I think Chick is... He's not dumb. He went in and said, morally... I, in good faith, did this. You owe me the money.
Morally
and got his money.
Yeah, morally and good. Take that to the lawyer's office.
Oh, I know. I totally agree with you. Yeah. I'm saying in John's case, however, he got the money, which would be rare. I don't think any of these players that got cut here ahead of their bonus are going to be able to pull a John Chick. He was able to because he's John Chick.
Yeah, I wouldn't give JC, Jesus Christ, John Chick, anybody their money. That's a deal. That's a deal.
Well, and furthermore,
that's what you signed. That's your bargaining power.
Not
that's
shockingly, this came up last week with these players getting cut ahead of the bonus. Like, good for Darian Durant and his $70,000 he walked off with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Morally,
heard some of that.
Morally and ethically, that's wrong. But they gave you the money. That's why. I mean, like, you know what? This is the time of year that players can talk about business because it's a dirty game. Morally, ethically, once your contract is signed, like Grimes said in the first bit, get it out of the way, move on, focus on the knee. Don't worry about all that other distractions and stuff. This is the month, 2 months that you got to work on it. Get the best deal you can. Players want all their money up front. Teams want to give all the money on the back end so they can cut you before they give you the money. Everybody knows that. Like, everyone knows that. If you don't know that, if you don't know, now you know. Listen to the Rod Peterson show. We told you. We just told you right now. There you go.
I like Derek Dennis's tweet on the weekend about, I wonder what it feels like to have your team actually want you around.
It feels like money up front. That's what it feels like.
Well, he's not getting it. So,
then that's the thing.
So clearly Derek Dennis is feeling unwanted right now. And I kind of get a kick. Derek's been around. He's not a kid. But the sucky part of this business is this time of year when they're trying to devalue you and make you feel like junk. And come May when training camp opens, then they're trying to pump you up.
And that's why I always had an agent, because I couldn't sit across from you, my coach,
your
my
feelings
whatever,
would get hurt.
And you tell me how bad I am. Yeah, I'm super fragile, man. If you tell me I'm bad, I'm going to believe you. Or maybe I just trust people.
Right, but everybody's like that. We talk about this all the time. I mean... we can be tough, and I understand, and I'm pretty thick-skinned, and understand that, okay, look, it has nothing to do with me, but it still doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good, you know, to have bad things happen to you, or, you know what I mean? We can move on, but it doesn't feel good. And I would, you know, argue the same thing. I can't imagine how tough it would be to sit in those NHL arbitration hearings when you're trying to figure out what the value is worth, and you just have to come up with all these reasons why you're worth less. Yeah, that's like, if I'm a player, I don't want to be in anywhere near that room.
No, it's business time. I wasn't able to. I need you, my coach, to tell me that I'm the best player ever. Not, if you don't sign in the next 20 minutes, we got Andrew Green on the phone right now, though. He'll sign. No, he's way better than you. I'm like, oh, shit, okay.
But you had that shoulder thing, and you're a couple inches shorter than the next guy, and you know what? You're slow, and you put on a little extra. You know all these different things. They can just like hammer you. And
yeah, I don't need to know that. What I got was Ken Austin calling me saying, "Hey, we're going to win the Grey Cup. Eric's going to go talk to Gil. We're going to win the Grey Cup. I need you here on board." Click. Hung up the phone. 20 minutes later, I knew where I was going.
And right? Did you know Kent from Ottawa?
Oh yeah,
you had a personal relationship.
Oh yeah.
With him.
Oh yeah.
That's cool.
So you were sold. Money didn't even enter into it?
to be honest with you, I wanted to stay in Toronto. My mom was sick. We just had a baby. Toronto offered me minimum wage, and I got about three times as much. I didn't really want to go back to Winnipeg. I wanted to come here and raise my kids in Regina.
Really? And it all worked out?
Yeah, actually, Winnipeg offered me more money. But
yeah. By the way, the breaking news this morning, CFL-wise, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers releasing Chris Streveler for an NFL opportunity. And now TSN's Farhan Lalji reporting that it's with the Arizona Cardinals with a $100,000 bonus. And speaking of $100,000 bonuses, here's a name that might bring a smile to your face. And it'll, our next guest who's logged in, who will come in after the break, which should make him smile. You guys remember Tango McCauley?
Of course.
$100,000 bonus with the Dallas Cowboys. Did nothing all offseason but eat potato chips and sit on the couch. Got cut in training camp, took his $100,000, and that was the end of $100,000 bonuses for a long time.
Didn't he lose his leg?
Nah, not that I know of. Jay French might know that. Jason French will join us next. That's right. Number 87. Justin Dunk coming up in hour two as well. It is the Rod Peterson Show Monday morning on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Check out this loaded, certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Impala. Its Capital GM buyback resale event price is only $21,215 plus tax. That's half price from its original MSRP. Or upgrade to the certified pre-owned 2019 GMC Acadia for just $31,882 plus tax. Happening for a limited time at Canada's largest certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
A man's personality and character is exuded through his haircut. Your image is important. Our high-end services range from a traditional haircut and shave to gray blending, beard shaping, and unwanted hair removal. Located at 425 Victoria Avenue East, book your appointment online now at modernmen.ca or call Tammy 306-522-4111. Modern Men, a haircut for the modern man.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
What is going on? I don't know what's going on.
How did you do that? You just disappeared.
Welcome to hour two of the Rod Peterson Show, everybody. Hi. Is the camera down? The camera's calved.
I'll just pretend. That's okay. I'll just pretend I'm you talk and I'll just move.
Oh, wow. This is a first. You hear the panic on the other side of this wall?
I thought that was for fun.
Hang on, Jason French. We're coming to you. Oh, they're taking us to commercial. Be right back.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Our new inventory has just arrived, and we already want it gone. Costco special member pricing is back. That means massive discounts for Costco members, plus members get a $500 Costco cash card with purchase of select new vehicles. Happening for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s. All with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.